Well, we're here today at the Young Farmers Centre in Exeter. I'm at a training called Lantra Instructional Techniques with the trainer Vince Holly. We're going to hear from Vince. He's going to tell us about the course and what's been going on today. So tell me who you are and where you're from. Vince, if you can.
Well, I'm Vince Holly from At Last Training, and we operate out of Solihull and Nottingham in the Midlands.
Can you tell us a bit more about At Last Training? I know you do a lot of different courses, and this one in particular you've done a few times on the skills programme.
Well, it was formed in 2003. My colleague and I came out of Lantra, where we'd worked for several years, and mostly I run Train the Trainer programmes. We do instructional techniques for a number of colleges, corporate organisations, and of course for Lantra Awards.
Fantastic. So this course is the Lantra Instructional Techniques that you've mentioned. Can you tell me, give me an overview of the course?
It's a 5-day course, and it's assessed at the end of the course. It's a very practically based course, and what we're really looking to do is to take participants to a level of instructor that is acceptable for Lantra Awards and their instructor register.
Great. What sort of thing will the people that are on the course be instructing then? What sort of awards does Lantra lend itself to?
Well, it can be anything from the land-based sector. It can be horticulture, forestry, floristry, arboriculture, you name it. If it has a land-based link, it'll be in there.
Fantastic. What have you been doing today then? We're on day 3 of a 5-day course. What's been going on today and how does that fit into the scheme of the course?
Well, participants today have been putting micro-teach sessions together. It's the second one this week that they've done, and it's a building block process this week. We start with planning on the first day of the course, show them how to put a practical session together in 6 simple stages. We build into that how to engage the learners, how to correct their errors when they get it wrong in a very positive way. We teach them all about learning styles and just to appreciate why learners do some of the things they do and how they can design sessions that appeal to all the learning styles. We're moving on then to deal with all types of learners, particularly some of the difficult ones who turn up. And it will all culminate in an assessment on Friday when they'll be judged on their practical skills, their ability to demonstrate all the stuff we've talked about this week.
Brilliant. It was interesting you mentioned today that the participants often go away and start to identify the learning styles in everybody that they encounter, and that can be quite funny about how they shouldn't try to label people because they can show the wrong signs or something like that. That's really interesting. I'm sure there's many ways that they can apply that in all of the work that they do. But what about super positive outcomes? Has there been anybody that's in any past sessions that's really made the most of the training that they've had?
Well, we get a lot of testimonials and feedback from people, and probably the biggest testimony is to their confidence. And I think from these sessions, it comes from good planning, comes from knowing what you're talking about, but it comes from getting in and having a go. I always say to people, you can't learn to swim in theory. You've got to get in the water, and we get them in the water throughout this course. We aim to get them getting participants involved at a 70% rate of practice, and we also aim to walk the talk here. So they've had a very high level of involvement this week. They get a lot of practice, and it's a great confidence booster. They get positive feedback too.
Fantastic. You've done some courses for the Skills Project in the past. Mm. Has anything come of those in the Southwest?
One of the stars of the show was Hush Farms down here in the Southwest, who testify that as a result of this training, they're now getting outstanding results. They're exceeding customer expectations. They're getting more and more visitors to the farm. I've seen a lot of good press that they've had, newspaper press and radio press, etc. And they're doing great things. And it's they say it's testimony to the training that they've had, which is great news.
They do indeed. I've heard that as well. So thanks very much, Vince. Just to finish off by saying that I know that At Last Training do a whole host of other courses that can develop on from the instructional techniques, and also that we're looking forward to having you on the skills programme again down